Why did you touch my hand and softly say, stop asking questions that don't matter anyway. Just give us a kiss to celebrate here today. Something changed.
And that concludes Heartbreak and Footwork for this Friday. I'll be back from 6 to 7 next week. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for all the requests. Up next, we have Music for Human Beings, one of WMBR's more unique shows. And I'll let you stick around to find out what it's all about. I have the honor of cueing them in. So here they go.
marhaban. Yes, marhaban fi music for human. I am a doctor, Jalis Sakran, and I welcome you. Music for Human is New Age talk radio with an emphasis on you. I am joined today by Rico Fito Bombiron. Welcome, Rico.
Thank you very much for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here. I very much enjoy my visits.
Rico is a South American herbalist, a specialist in herba, the living plant.
Anything that grows from the ground in South America, I have worked on it, I have smelt it, I have grown it myself with my own hands. This is what I work, this is my life.
Well, it is indeed wonderful to have you here with us. And we are also joined today by the inestimable Arthur Rainbowbeam, who also, we are very grateful, brought this music we are listening to with him. Arthur, tell us a little about it.
Yeah, great to be here. Willy Bonji. The track we're listening to is a Robert Cardi piece. Let me just find that real quick. Yeah, the track is Medicine Quest. That's off his album Serotonin Ashram, track 4. And I just have a little article here about the track I wanted to read real quick. This is from the liner notes. They talk about it. Motion enters here. The pace of jungle animals in the shadows of the rainforest, the wilderness, the humidity, the mystery. The beat comes from the animals and a combination of African and Indian drums, but on an original cycle. Not specifically Latin or Indian or any of the other drum rhythms, but to the beat of a different drummer, very primal. Yeah, so the musician was immersed in Indian music for many years, and even, you know, this is before Mahavishnu, and he continues to be fascinated by it. I am too. So yeah, this piece represents his approach on that. I thought it was a great lead-in. I've been on my own vision quest for a while. Some listeners might have noticed that I just haven't been in for about a month and a half. And it's, you know, every once in a while in life, you have to clear the blinds and go on a journey. And it was really just thinking where to go next on Earth, you know, how to maintain a minimal impact, a minimal footprint, but a positive vibration for the Earth. And, you know, it was a lot of fast, slow development, but I had this sudden epiphany. You know, I was hiking in this cow pasture, and it just hit me like that. This idea for what I didn't have a word for it at the time, but I'm calling it spirit blenders, and I want to talk about that today.
That sounds really wonderful, Arthur. Arthur, for those of you who are not familiar, is a great leader in the New Age arts. Mr. Bombiron, of course, you have heard of the famous Rainbow Beam.
Of course, one of my first times here in the show was under his wings. It was one of the most wonderful experiences in my life. I think he opened my mind to new views on the world and into myself, into my own soul. It was beautiful.
It's really amazing. Now, of course, Mr. Beam is not here inside the studio with us. Arthur, just where are you?
Well, I'm right here in studio in the WMBR Research Kitchen with one of these spirit blenders. This is not an idea, a concept. We have one live right here. We're going to be ready to demo and taste. So the music master spirit blender, it's actually kind of a misnomer. It's a fruit and vegetable emulsifier. And you can make cold smoothies, sorbet, ice cream, if you'd like, to add you know, some of the milk from Nandi. You can do that. But what's really exciting about this is you can make hot, robust soups, hot sauces, whether that's spicy or oven hot, whatever you like. And the secret to that, that's where the emulsification comes in. This is not a regular blender. You hit that button, friction from the side of the blender, you know, mixing up, actually generates so much heat that the food disintegrates and emulsifies. It boils right there in the blender. So you just, we'll call it blend because that's the closest vocabulary word we have in our language. You just blend and then you pop that top off and it's steaming and ready to go. And if it's ice cream you're looking for, you can do that too. You just have to let it cool a little bit.
It really does sound amazing. As always, of course, though, Arthur and Rico, the show is not about us disseminating our views. It is really about the journey, about being in contact. And so if you would like to call in and join our discussion, the number is 617-253-8810. Caller, welcome to the air.
Hi, I was calling to see if I could get an explanation of Arthur's spirit blender. Is that metaphorical, or is that something in a literal sense? I think maybe he was transitioning into an explanation just as I was dialing, so I might have missed something in the last minute or two.
Well, no, let us go back to Arthur, and maybe he can tell us a little bit more about the blender. Arthur?
You know, I could keep describing the blender, and believe me, we will. We'll get into that in the show, but I think it's just so much easier to show you. In this case, play for you. So okay. The first thing I'd like to do is make a nice lobster bisque. We're just going to stir up everything here, and you're going to hear the blending. It's not a high, shrill sound like a lot of blenders, but actually, if you listen really closely, you're going to hear the emulsification. You're going to hear that kind of bubbling, boiling sound. That's the food emulsifying. So let's give that a try. I got this all queued up. We just need to give it a go.
Let's do
it. Here
that.
Goes. Okay, and it's already just liquefied. All those lobsters and caraway seeds. All that tomato. Okay, and then... Yeah, if you listen, you can hear those bubbles.
So, caller, were you able to hear Mr. Beam?
I did hear that, and I guess it's a curious blend of ingredients, and is there a significance to the choice of lobster? Is there is that symbolic?
Well, let us see. Let's give Arthur maybe a chance. I think he's now coming from the... from the demo area, now back in here.
From the spirit lab.
From the spirit lab, indeed. From the kitchen preparation area. Just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, and lobsters are just such majestic creatures. And before we take a taste, let's just take a minute to reflect on that. You know, it's always good to be thankful for what you're eating.
Mm.
And lobsters just being so ingrained in astrology, representing Cancer. You know, the emotional and loving sign. They're intuitive and imaginative and protective and sympathetic. And then on the kind of on the darker side, they can be changeable and moody. So sometimes you do want to prepare them into a lobster bisque and eat them. But
they're much less of a threat in this one.
The sacrifice they've made in forming this robust emulsification, you know, for our diet. And we just have everybody here in the studio ready to take a taste. So Dr. Dallas is putting on his lobster bib. And this is a rare thing. You're normally, you know, hot boiling soups are a bad idea in the studio, over the equipment and everything. But I think, yeah, okay, we have everybody all ready, so let's take a taste.
And so, so Rico Fito and I are going to take a taste of this bisque, which Arthur has prepared. Rico Fito, perhaps also, as we are just sampling this, you could tell us a little about the significance of the caraway.
Well, to me, it's the taste, the way it melts in your mouth. It's something magical. We in South America, in the part of the Amazon where I used to live and train, we didn't have lobsters. We had a crustacean that it was very similar, but it was more crab-like. And it was, but this is more magical, I have to say. It's something about Boston area lobster.
Mm.
The passion of it, it's unimaginable for us in the Amazon.
Mm. And the caraway itself, of course, makes the bisque from a normal just soup into, I would even go so far as calling it a potion. It's really becomes a spiritual experience.
It's almost like eating guinea pigs, I have to say. It's almost that level of magic for me.
Well, caller, I wish you were here because the flavors are spectacular.
Oh, I mean, when you describe something in the terms of a pureed guinea pig, it does have a certain otherworldly essence, and I wish I was there to take a taste as well.
I understand for Americans, eating guinea pig, it's very bizarre, but you have to understand that in other countries, there's no chicken, but there's guinea pig, there's no cow, but there's the donkey, so we eat different animals down there.
Yeah. Really excellent.
No, I was certainly not intending to be sarcastic. I found that to be a very intriguing idea.
And in many places, of course, in Peru, the guinea pig, for example, is regarded as having restorative properties. And it's interesting to think about food spiritually like that, because whereas often I think we are inclined to think of red meat or other meats as being bad, it is rare to think that, if I eat a chicken, that I will be healthier later. But, you know, once
again... Yeah. I think a lot of that is a byproduct of social conditioning. I think it's really a fairly recent development in American culture that vegetarianism has come to be viewed as a more righteous choice. But...
And it's really on the rise, but, I mean, you know, at least as far as I am concerned, having had this wonderful soup, it is difficult to go back to vegetarianism. So, Arthur, I mean, really very delicious soup.
And, you know, and it's just so good for you. We'll get into this in a minute, and we'll take some calls, but let's do one more demo. I'd like to prepare. Okay, well, that last one was hot and savory. Let's do a raspberry sorbet. So you take a nice chunk of ice, preferably spring water, you know, not brought to you in a bottle. Try to get something fresh from the source. You know, glass is a great reusable container. And it's really that simple. I should mention that part of the spirit blender, you know, a big part of the order, what you're getting when you get one is not, you know, not just the blender, you're also getting a book with all the recipes.
Introducing the...
Yeah, that sounds really wonderful, Arthur. I really do love the sorbets also. And caller, are you still there with us?
I certainly am, yeah.
And so the sorbet, do you have a lot of experience also with sorbet? Are you a vegetarian, first of all?
Are you addressing me, the caller?
Yes, caller.
I had a good 10-year stretch there where I practiced vegetarian principles, and I certainly had my share of sorbet. But I like you. I eat some chicken and some seafood from time to time, and I guess maybe the moral and or ethical principles that I had initially founded my choice to lead a vegetarian existence. I over time questioned, I guess, maybe the fundamentals
of that moral structure.
Yeah.
So tell me, listener, what made you change to this mixed diet instead of sticking to vegetarian? Was there something inside of you, in your karma, that desired more meat in it?
Yeah, I guess, you know, I over time I started to ponder maybe why is it that we come to assign a higher value to certain life forms and certain animal forms? Why is it that we decide that, you know, maybe a crustacean, a lobster or a mollusk is a lower life form mm-hmm. than a chicken or a turkey?
Or indeed a raspberry.
Or a cow.
A raspberry, why is it lesser than
exactly.
another
animal? Exactly. Who are we to make that distinction between animal and plant life, even to say?
Precisely.
And after a while, I guess I decided that maybe I should do without being intellectual about it, to do what maybe drives me from a primal point of view. Mm. And
well, I think a lot of it, too, is about the life of the animal, you know, and that's really an important thing, that there is something, you know, whether or not you believe in reincarnation, certainly that animal's health becomes a part of your health.
Mm.
And just as we would not eat raspberries that were grown in the trash, we would not like to eat animals that had lived very unfortunate lives, as so many do.
I think it's also the spirit of the animal affects how the respect you will have, and for instance, for us in South America, in the region where I live in the Amazon, the panther, I think, is what you call it in the U.S. It's for us, it's a very spirited animal, very divine, and
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's just something you only eat once a year, and it's the whole group goes out and hunts it, and it's a very spiritual thing, and you don't eat it for the food per se, but for the spirit inside of you, for the way it makes you feel.
That was panther like a large cat.
Yes, like a large cat, but it's all black, completely.
So deeply black that it is almost violet.
Yes, maybe it's a puma. I don't know this word in English. I am sorry.
Panther. I think is
panther.
Correct.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Arthur is just indicating that he is back in the demo area, and he has something else to share with us. Arthur.
Right. So it comes with a bonus 4 recipe book and eating plan. And that's the Music Master Spirit Blender Food Emulsifier. It's truly a kitchen appliance breakthrough. And that's really what came to me while I was walking through that cow pasture. It's just that America needed a single appliance.
Mm.
You don't have to get fast food, you know. Delicious, healthy, really textureless. Just, you don't even have to chew. In one appliance. It can't be complicated. It can't be expensive. It needs to be something for people, you know, for everybody. Something that
Is this a Cuisinart product, or is this something that you developed on your own? The mechanics of it, I mean. Is this something that you built from spare parts?
Okay, well, I think Dr. Jollis is pretty equipped for that one.
Well, yeah. Caller, I think that Mr. Rainbow Beam's device is something that he came across himself, but I think ultimately it's really something of a bit of his own creation or invention.
Mm. Now you referred to it. I missed something, but you referred to it as a music master.
Yeah, he does. There is very much a spiritual element to it. I mean, it's not intended as a brand name. Is that right, Arthur?
Yeah, absolutely. This blender is absolutely in line with yogic practices. You know, whether you're doing a 3-day a meal sort of thing, or mm-hmm. if you're doing the raw food diet and you're trying to do 8 meals of 8 snacks a day, that kind of thing, all of these can be worked together, and you just... You know, 2 hours before yoga, I'd do some lobster bisque.
Mr. Beam, I'm sorry, there is some strange sound that is there.
You have to excuse me, I have the hiccups.
Of course. In any case, it's really an incredible idea, the idea that one would not have to chew one's food.
For me, as a herpetologist, it's just magical to be able to grab everything from my garden and mix it together. For mm-hmm. it's sort of like a potion of life. to mix all these things. Caller, can you tell us about your experiences that you have had like this?
Well, and just a moment, though, Mr. Bombiron, why don't we bring a fifth voice in? Oh, I'm sorry, it looked like we lost the call.
Oh, that's a shame. I felt his karma was very strong.
But we do have another line open, so if anyone would like to call in, the number is 617-253-8810.
That was a beautiful statement that you just made. I love the thought of taking all of the different components of your garden and just making one ubiquitous, homogeneous blend. It's such a wonderful idea. Do you have an organic garden?
Oh yes, completely organic. I even prepare the grass and the sand myself. I touch it and I make sure that it's good. But let's get another caller in.
Yeah, let's bring another voice in to join us here.
Yeah.
Caller?
Hello?
Yes. Caller?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome. So both of you are there?
Yes. Yes.
Excellent. Caller to welcome.
Oh, thank you. I don't know if I can ask a question. I wanted to ask a question for the chef.
Yes, please do so.
Well, I was wondering how there are a lot of different ways to kill a lobster, and I was wondering how you, did your little old murder dance around your lobster.
Let's send that one to another host.
The truth is that the lobster execution was something that I and Mr. Bombiron here took part in, and it was very simple. In order to properly prepare, we simply held a trial for the lobster. And we asked it a series of questions about a crime, and it did
and
not...
It
offered little or no defense.
Precisely. It defended its, it in fact at one point attacked Bombiron here with a claw.
I do have a mark in my finger from the attack, and you could see the eyes, they weren't pure as normally.
That's the thing, they're tough, they're pests. So, but how did you end up executing it after the trial?
We boiled it.
I thought it was going to scream more or fight, but nothing. The pain inside the lobster was released through this magical release through the boiling of the water, the cleansing through water.
I would imagine you entertain the thought of lethal injection, but that would make the puree somewhat less appetizing.
Yes, of course.
Precisely. Not really what we would like. To have done to something that we would later like to eat.
Well, trace amounts of rat poison your body can take. I know that's in the army. Here's my problem. I have a couple dozen lobsters out in my yard. They're a real pest, and boiling just doesn't cut it. So, so I freeze them first and then boil it, or what? Because they chomp and claw and.
So why does the boiling doesn't do it for you? What is it about this this technique?
My pot isn't big enough.
Your pot isn't big enough. How big are these lobsters that are attacking your backyard?
There's just two dozen of them.
Well, Caller, I would say don't be in a hurry, confine them and then eat them one by one.
Yes, right. I believe this is very important. You don't want to eat more than, cook more than you can actually handle. Why don't you make it a spirit of the community and go meet your neighbors, go say hi to each one of them and have a feast out of this.
I like the idea that these are free-range lobsters, and how big is the yard?
Yeah, it's, I live in Somerville, and, I have a very small front yard and a little bit bigger backyard. And there's a kind of a rocky area in the backyard, and they kind of live in caves all over this thing. Yeah. And they're all over. The neighbors hate them. We've called animal control. They won't do anything about it. They knock over the trash. They eat the trash. They poop all over the lawn.
Is the area fenced in, or do you have these lobsters on a run, on a leash?
No, they're not. They're not pets. I would never... If I had it on a leash, I would, keep leashing it until it was strangled.
Or perhaps it may be a good idea to hobble them,
Yeah. But if you try to stomp on them, they clip your ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I wouldn't stomp on lobsters. You don't want to make the puree right there in the garden. You want to wait till you have them in a pot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't even want to eat them. I just want them all murdered.
Well, let's see if... now, Arthur, again, is indicating that he has some demo prepared for us. Arthur, tell us a little more about your system.
Okay, and here's everything you're getting with the Music Master, Spirit Blender, Food Emulsifier. This includes, of course, the blender itself. Really, it's an emulsifier. But we have an appetizers and dressings namaste recipe book. We also include smoothies and power drinks, desserts and ice cream, soups and sauces. We also have a namaste super slim eating plan, okay? So this shows you every day, dinners and desserts. You think you can't have, you know, the salted caramel ice creams and all those liquid soups that you crave, those decadent soups that you think are going to stick around in your body. They're going to go right through. You can have all of those decadent soups. Well, what else do we have here? Free bonus if you choose all-in-one pay. That's four recipe books in one. These books are actually separate books. You can take one of them with you on the subway if you'd like. We also offer a one-year warranty on the motor. That's 1 year warranty.
Okay.
And we're doing free bonuses on the web, so let's... I know that sounds like a great deal. What more do you need? Let's do a couple testimonials. So like I mentioned, I was in Oregon going through these cow pastures, but I also prototyped the Spirit Blender in Santa Cruz and New Delhi. So I'd just like to take a look at some of the responses we have from here. Here's one from Judy S. The best appliance I've ever bought myself. When I saw that it was from Dr. Rainbow Beam, I knew I could trust it. I was right. Now I wish I could get one for each one of my kids, and I'm trying to get siblings to get one too. Thank you so much.
Wow.
That actually brings up a good point, that this is so safe that children can use it.
Oregon?
Yeah, that's right. Mr. Rainbow Beam is originally, there is some Oregonian ancestry there.
Lane County? I happen to know the head painter for Lane County near Eugene, and I know that he would be interested in this item. Is there any way that I could send one to him?
Well, this is really more about, Arthur's personal experiences, and not so much a factory line of creating blenders that we have. But if we can, I can try to have Arthur reach him afterwards.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Could you bless the blender that I already have? Or do I need to buy a whole new blender?
Can we bless your blender?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are
not... Can I get it upgraded to a special blender?
Now, caller, we're not priests, you know. I can say inside myself that I would like your blender to function well and to last a long time.
Well, I am ordained by the Indians in the Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And I could ordain it, but we don't do blenders normally. This is a very odd request for us.
I had another thought. How strong is the motor in there? Do you think a lobster would be able to take it out from the inside? Or could I just throw a lobster straight in the blender?
That is a good question. I'm thinking that probably it's a slow enough blender that it may not survive. Arthur, maybe you could speak to that?
Carr, I'm going to have to disagree with that. The blender... Really, because it's a food emulsifier, it goes at about 72 hertz and a blade of 2 horsepower. That's 30,000.
So that can go through a bone, huh? Yeah, 2 horsepower.
It's really quite strong. I didn't realize that the motor was so well equipped.
But with a lobster, I mean, you do want to remove the shell. You don't want to eat that in your puree.
Mm. Well, now, everyone, I'm so eager, of course, to get to another demo, and Arthur has been waiting for some time. Arthur, perhaps you could say something there?
Well, everybody, we do just have one more demo. Okay, so we've mostly talked about food for full-grown people. You think we cover the full gambit. Let's talk about baby food. You can do that also. You can make the most delicious, nutrient-rich baby food with all the phytochemicals and antioxidants. This blender eliminates free radicals. So we're throwing in some carrots, spinach, Rice Krispies, the stuff that I grew up on, that's for sure.
It eliminates free radicals.
A little bit of Pop Rocks.
And baby food really is the nature's perfect food.
I'm sorry, not the candy. I meant baking soda. That's what I call it. You need a little bit of that just to kind of help the emulsification process when you're adding in carrots and other kind of... If you ever use a commercial juicer, the carrots end up with a lot of pulp. You get hardly anything out. You can fix that process and bring them into the juice with a little bit of pop with baking soda. Okay. I think we're just about all ready. And what we're going to do is we're going to blend this up and then pour it over an ice tray and freeze it up. So then it's ready for the baby right out of the freezer. Okay, so let's give that a shot.
Oh, that sounds good.
Okay, and we are having a little bit of problem. Okay, it's coming around. Okay. Ah, yes. Perfect. Flawless, babe. Oh, I wish you could see this. This is flawless. And just like that, okay. A matter of seconds. We've taken carrots, we've taken all these, you know, spinach, Rice Krispies, all these really hard, crispy foods, just like that, into a baby food goop. Ready.
That sounds good.
I should say ready. Let's go ahead and freeze that. What do you say?
I wish I was there.
Oh, it's really, you know, and I'm looking forward to being here later and enjoying this frozen treat.
Oh, this is just amazing. The smell, the taste, and the texture. You would think that when you puree it, it just wouldn't work, but it really has a magnificent texture.
It really, really does work.
It does something. It just does something to my tongue that I didn't think possible.
No, I'm sorry, caller. What was that?
I said, Gerber, you watch your back. Oh. There could be some major commercial, possibilities for that.
Well, yeah, and I think really the lesson here is that you know what's good, and it's easy for you to grow your own food and to and then you have a little bit more control about what goes into your baby's makeup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think that this item would be popular in the Amazon? See, I was reading a book about an uncontacted tribe in the Amazon called Into the Mist. Fascinating. This technology and this blend of spirituality and modern awareness, how would that fly with some of the more primitive cultures?
Well, the one of the problems is if you bring a blender, you also have to bring a way of powering it, right?
Yeah.
They do manually blend their own food, and they have their own process to make sure that it's blessed. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing, the quality of the food. I mean, it's as fresh as you can have, and mm-hmm. it has none of the additives that we have here nowadays.
So they actually do bless the blender?
Oh, yes. They manually blend their food. They have a, sort of a prehistoric blender.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. A manual blending.
Right.
I see.
It doesn't get to the level of this one, I have to say, of the purees of it, but it's just quite delightful.
Now, this may seem silly, but when I grew up, I watched a show called Gilligan's Island, and I do recall that oftentimes Gilligan would be tasked with pedaling a bicycle to turn a machine such as this. I would envision that this would be made of bamboo and probably coconut shells, and take the fiber of some vines, and it wouldn't be too difficult to craft something that would be maybe not quite as beefy as your 2-horsepower motor, but something certainly functional.
Oh yes, of course.
Just possibly more spiritually viable.
You just need a good gear ratio, and you can do it, right? Mm. If you have a big wheel and then you have a small wheel to turn in, you can get a lot of speed from it. It's quite it's quite amazing what you can do with a little bit of engineering.
Well, I have some strength and hope to go attend to, but it's been a pleasure. And I wish you all the best. I'm going to have to sign off.
Well, thank you so much, caller, for being with us. And if anyone else would like to call in, the number is 617-253-8810. And we're pleased to have the inestimable Rico Fito Bombiron here. And along with him, the wonderful Arthur Rainbow Beam. So, Bon Biron, you know, you say you come from Brazil. Is that right?
Well, the area that I come from, you see, it's quite in the middle between the three. It's between Colombia, Venezuela, and Brazil. It's in the middle of the rainforest. So, when I was born, really, I was born within the natives. My father was one of these monks, mm-hmm. who came here to try to teach the people how to be, and my mother was one of the natives, and my father just became one of the tribe. He left all his Christianity behind, and he just became one of the tribe.
And it's a standard story: the person who comes to convert the land, and the land converts him.
Yes, he could never leave. Even after I left to show what I have learned to the world, mm-hmm. he said he would never leave again.
It's amazing. Well, let's bring another voice in then with us. Caller, welcome.
Hello?
Yes, welcome, caller.
Hi, this is Aurelia Moon. I'm calling to ask about what else the blender can do.
About the blender. Let's see if we can get something from Arthur. I think we may be having a little difficulty because he is there in the demo area. Arthur, can you hear the caller there?
You know, I'm sorry, I'm having difficulty hearing.
Okay, so, perhaps, you know, Mr. Bombiron and I would be able to handle your questions, caller.
I'm just wondering what you can do maybe with seaweed or echinacea? Any of those kind of healing?
The healing aspects of these?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think in particular seaweed would be excellent. And an ordinary blender, now we've been discussing the strength of this device, would probably, because of the fiber and the fibrous nature of the seaweed, it would bind the working element, the mechanical portion of the blender. But but this one has been at such a great speed, you know, the 30,000.
That it can handle it.
It should be able to.
Oh, but this just brings a huge idea to my mind, that it can only, you know, it can also be used for massage oils to create your own therapy from algae. You know, it's great, great for the skin. You know, it has a great medical quality.
The algal bloom or the plankton.
You just put it all over your body. Just cover yourself with it like a bed of algae that, you know, and this can be pureed so it can be much smoother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my blender right now can't handle seaweed. It's terrible.
Oh, that's a shame.
So you have tried. You have tried putting
it.
Yeah. And what is the
work.
What is the result?
It gets stuck, even though it's so so wonderful from the sea, and I want to just rub it all over my body. I can't because it breaks my current blender. But
oh, that's
I'm definitely
such a shame.
Going to be investing.
Yeah, precisely. I mean, and it's one of these things where you. You know, it's a trade-off. It's you know, how does one decide? You know, you buy a cheaper blender, or you know, you take less time in constructing a blender, and the result is, you know, because then you are able to blend sooner, but then eventually it means it prevents you from blending the things you would like to be blending.
And algae is something wild that I can just imagine myself doing it tonight when I arrive home, just to, you know, relax and, you know, get my karma, mm-hmm. just spew all the...
your chi.
Oh, yeah, get all the dirt out of my body.
What about echinacea? Can you blend, maybe like make an echinacea sorbet or some kind of ice cream?
Well, I'm not sure. What is echinacea?
It's just an herbal supplement for helping your health, strengthening immune system function, stuff like that. Do you think you could make sorbet or ice cream with it?
Well, it's a supplement like a powder or a plant or...
Yeah. It usually comes in powder form, I think.
Well, I would think an ordinary blender would be able to deal with a powder.
True. Good point.
I mean, would you...
Can you make...
Hmm? Were you able to blend with your normal blender?
I just was wondering if I could use this new amazing machine for it.
I would think so, of course.
Awesome.
Nice caller.
Can you make ice cream with it?
Of course, yes. We let's maybe
It's more of a hedonistic way of, you know, cleaning your karma, I think. It's less spiritual, but I wouldn't have any problem with it.
I think it's a great thing.
I would encourage it, actually.
Let's see.
Bought myself. When I saw that it was from Dr. Rainbow Beam, I knew I could trust it. I was right. Now I wish I could get one for each one of my kids, right. And I'm trying to get siblings to get one, too. Thank you so much. That actually brings up a good point, that this is so safe that children can use it. You know, whether they're selecting frappe or emulsify, it does get extremely hot, but that's from the inside. And so long as you have all the, you know, the proper valves and everything in check, no exploding hot liquid is going to be flying out. Okay, let's read another one from Sarah A. Wow, this is a wonderful machine. I've had several juicers and always been disappointed about having to throw away all the fiber and micronutrients. No more. I use it at least 5 times a week, works like a charm, simple cleanup, and so delicious. What a great value, too. Okay, well, thanks, Sarah. And about the micronutrients.
Hello.
You know?
Yes.
This has always been kind of a voodoo science. If you look at tomatoes, for example, the difference between eating a raw tomato and eating a cooked tomato, you have different riboflavins in the tomato. When you cook it, it unlocks different nutrients. You can only get by unlocking and kind of heating up the biochemical pathways, but you also lose some as well. With the Spirit Blender Food Emulsifier, you get them all. Believe it or not, you have the blend in the beginning, okay? And that's okay. Just like freezing things, you don't get any nutrient loss by taking, you know, a roughly 2 horsepower blade and blending up all your food into microparticles.
Yeah, and I think, so Arthur, that little rambling speech lost our caller there. So in any case, if anyone would like to call in and join with us, the number is 617-253-8810. In any case, Arthur, please continue.
So you're really not losing anything in that blend, and then you just very intensely heated up. You're not losing anything, believe it or not, either. And it has to do with the heating happening on the sides of the blender, the material swirling around. You get that, those nutrients in the core, you get the nutrients around the side, different nutrients. You can try it with tomatoes. Your body will just resonate and feel the difference. You can also trust the science.
Thank you so much, Arthur. It looks like we do have another call, so let's bring them on the air there. Caller, welcome. Caller?
Hi, my name's Joseph. I just had a point to make about echinacea. It's actually not a problem.
I think it is so difficult to be patient with the needs of others sometimes, but caller, really, the desire to put echinacea in the food, I think it's legitimate. Let's bring another voice in alternatively. Caller, welcome.
Hello?
Yes, welcome to the air, caller.
I wanted to ask the good doctor about pet food possibility.
Pet food, excellent.
Please.
Yeah, please do ask.
Well, first, can you tell us what kind of pet you want to feed?
A kitten.
And how old is this kitten, and what type of cat is he?
It's a brown, orange, 10-week-old kitten.
Brown and orange? What do you mean? Is it a mix, or, you know, parts are brown, parts are orange?
Essentially, inward and externally.
Wow.
Well, a kitten. I mean, caller, let me ask, why have you gone away from the commercially available kitten food?
I think it's obvious. I think spiritually they have nothing to offer. I think that I'd like to start my kitten on a trajectory of spiritual well-being.
Is he not happy with the food provided by the industry for cats, for kittens,
exactly.
I'm sorry?
I'm not happy. Well, if my kitten is not happy, I'm not happy.
Well, caller, I think that's the best way.
Caller, I think that it's such a great thing to be thinking about, because the way that a cat consumes its food and captures it, it's a very spiritual thing. There is such a great deal of, you know, there is the capture, the hunt, the discovery, and so I think that the way to spiritualize the eating would begin by reproducing this same, natural environment there in the home. And caller, are you still with us there? I think we may have lost the caller. But in any case, the point remains that the way to more spiritually connect with the food would be to, you know, to actually come out and to perhaps have an animal roaming free in the garden, and then to take it down with the sly cleverness of the cat or of the human. And it's a human thing. Wouldn't you say, Pombiron?
Yes, I do believe this is the best way. You know, he's part of the environment where you live. You're supposed to use and feed him from the environment where he is. So his karma stays around, and it's surrounded by everything he lives in. You know, animals are not used to this, eating foreign foods that they haven't seen before or haven't smelled before. And I think it really hurts them inside.
Inside and outside, and there's something so spiritual.
I even think that the fur of your kitty will get more orange if you feed it properly. To more majestic and pure color.
That's right. And of course, now, you know, it suddenly occurs to me that we've been talking about lobsters, but really what we are eating here, it is not lobsters. Is that right? I think we this entire time we've been eating crabs. Arthur?
You're absolutely right. Crabs, not lobsters. No, I absolutely agree with that. If you want to be technically precise, you're right. Crabs, not lobsters. But they do share the same, you know, as mollusks. They're brothers. Evolutionary brothers.
Right, of course. There's some brotherhood there. And, you know, Arthur, we're so sorry that you seem to have the hiccups. But this is what happens when we eat so much blended food. It's that there is air in the food, and the result is either an unattractive burping and exhalation of digestive gases, or this unfortunate hiccups. Let's bring a final voice with us. Yes, caller, marhaban. Caller?
Hello?
Yes, welcome, caller.
I had a question.
Please call her.
I think I may have seen an ad for your product on the Super Bowl. I was just wondering if that was you.
An ad for the blender?
Actually, for spiritually connected cat food.
Well, caller, I don't think any of us were on the air. You know, ever have been on Super Bowl commercials?
Maybe we were on the radio during the game, but I'm sorry, I just don't follow this football. Right? Is that the one where you kick the ball?
Yes.
So, caller, I think perhaps the short answer is no, and let's see. Well,
but maybe we can speak to our representatives and get on the next Super Bowl. Is that a big thing here in the U.S.?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of spiritualism you'll find. I mean, within the sport itself. Mm-hmm. Although, you
is
know,
it, is it a very religious deal?
Yes.
Well,
yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
I think it's a great ritual, and I think I can speak here for Mr. Beam as well. That he has not been actually there on the air.
Well, maybe you could comment on the. Maybe the dietary choices that pro sports athletes should be making?
Well, you know, I'm not too familiar with what they consume. It would seem natural to me that they would like to consume a great deal of protein for the work that they do. You know, always coming back to natural food sources that, you know, a happy, strong animal. You eat it, and there is something that you benefit from. And so many of us are eating sick animals and animals that are confined to small areas, and it seems such an unfortunate thing to me.
I have one final question.
Yes, please, caller.
Would AstroTurf be appropriate for the blender?
AstroTurf. So, in other words, would you be able to place AstroTurf directly in the blender and
with your hands?
Well, I don't see why not. It is still a polymer, I believe. So, in spite of the fact that it's not, not something you'd like to eat, certainly the blender would be able to pulverize it.
It couldn't cleanse the negative energy from the plastic itself?
I don't think any blender is capable of removing the plastic from plastic.
No. That's most unfortunate.
It truly is. It truly is, caller.
I will consult my teachers, and I'll get back to you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us, caller.
You're welcome.
Ma salama.
Peace.
It's really been a most interesting hour tonight, and it's really been wonderful to have both of you here with us. Thank you first, Mr. Bombiron.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure, and I hope to be coming more often to the program. It really expands my mind and let me feel at one with the universe as I feel when I'm at home.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bombiron, and thank you again, Arthur.
Thanks so much for having me on tonight, Bully Bonji.
Yes, Bully Bonji to you there, Arthur. It's just so nice to have you here.
Bully Bonji, and namaste.
I am Dr. Jalis Sakran here on Music for Human. Music for Human is New Age Talk Radio with an emphasis on you. We are here every Friday at 7 p.m. Stay tuned for the very first time Acts Beyond Words here on WMBR Cambridge 88.1 FM. Ma'a salama.
For safety.
Number one.
cars and bikes stop at red lights.
It's against the law for car drivers or bicycle riders to ignore traffic signals.
So don't buzz through red lights. There might be a pedestrian or turning car that doesn't see you coming.
Number two,
look first before you open your door.
Numerous bicyclists have been injured or even killed by car doors suddenly opening into them.
Look first, and bicyclists, stay out of the door zone.
Number three,
cross with the signal.
You are safest if you wait for a walk or green traffic signal.
Don't jaywalk. That's just walking into trouble.
Number four,
cars and bikes should stop for pedestrians in unsignalized crosswalks.
Be nice. Be legal. Be safe.
Brought to you as a public service by the Cambridge Bicycle Committee and this station.